Restoring My Soul, Monday the 28th of April. The Apostle Paul's Message. The Apostle Paul declared the message that belongs to the Elijah ministry when he spoke of the unsanctified relationships and behaviours that existed in the Corinthian church. He said to them and to us, O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you, our heart is wide open. This is the demeanour of messengers in the church. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. In love, messengers who speak before God in Christ are open to their hearers. They proclaim the word without fear or favour, so that their hearers might not be inhibited in relation to their sanctification. Hearers demonstrate their love for Christ and their affection for his messengers through obedience to the word. This is the word of the Father that can bring them to maturity as sons of God. Paul continued, writing, Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness, which is sonship, with lawlessness, which is iniquity, self-image, projection leading to weariness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? Belial is not Satan or an evil spirit. The word Belial comes from the Hebrew word for worthlessness and unprofitableness. It is referring to people or social engagements that are worthless or unprofitable. These are not the works of obedience that belong to being yoked to Christ through which we find rest as we cease from striving to find ourselves through our own endeavours. It is therefore important to consider whether the activities in which we are engaged are worthwhile or profitable for righteousness. Do they reveal Christ through agape fellowship? Are they multiplying our mina and talent, or are they the activities that belong to the pursuit of pleasure? The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 11 to 13 and 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 and 15. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 6.